Divine Mercy Sunday is a time for us to figure out what does that mean to be availing ourselves of God's mercy. And one of the things that it doesn't mean is that I just say, oh, you know, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, and just go on living my life the way it is. If we really understand God's mercy in our life, it needs to be transformative. So it means to be, we're going to want to change. But of course, change is the hardest thing we have to do. So it's interesting that we have this gospel about the doubting Thomas on Divine Mercy Sunday. So we just heard Deacon Paul proclaim this, we know. And a lot of times when we talk about Thomas, we kind of beat him up a little bit because, you know, we think, well, how come he wasn't around? Well, let's kind of reframe Thomas a little bit this morning. The disciples were in the upper room. Why? They were scared to death. The resurrection happened, but nothing had changed for them. They were scared to death. And so we don't know where Thomas was, but one thing is for sure, he wasn't scared to death, he didn't lock himself away. And so he shows up and they go, guess what, he was here. And he goes, nah, I don't think so. I want to put my finger in his nail, I want to put my hand in his side. And then just like an accident in slow motion, the next time they're all together and Jesus walks in and says, peace, and he goes, Thomas, come here. And his immediate response is, my Lord and my God. He was transformed. He got it. All of a sudden, things changed. Now, thank God, later on, the rest of the disciples got it too. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here today. But the point is this. Here you and I are in 2024. We got 2,000 years of Christianity under our belt. We know about Jesus' presence. It's in the tabernacle. It's in the word that we just heard proclaimed. And it's in the people sitting here. And so we've been through Easter. So what has changed? What has changed? If we really believe this. There was a conversation between an American bishop and the dean of the Duke Divinity School, not a Catholic. And he said to the bishop, you know, if you Catholics really believe all this stuff about Jesus really being present in the Eucharist, he said, your churches would be so full you wouldn't be able to get everybody in. Good point. And Father Godfrey Diekmann, who was a Benedictine, great scripture scholar and great liturgist, he said, what difference does it make if the bread is changed and we have not? Let me repeat that. What difference does it make if the bread is changed into the body and blood of Christ, and we have not? That's what I want you to think about during the Easter season. Because the Easter season should be a time of transformation. It's the thing that you and I hate the most. We kind of like being our comfortable in our own junk, because it's what we know. I remember being in an open meeting one time in AA, and there was somebody talking to the this guy. He was giving a testimony. He was talking about the fact about how hard it was to give this up. And he likened it to, he said, it's kind of like you have an electric hot plate and you have your hand on it and it's searing your flesh and it hurts like hell and it smells, but you're afraid to take it off because it's all you've ever known. That's us at our worst. We're locked in the upper room. What would happen if I really believed this stuff? What would happen in my life? Am I afraid of what people will think? Oh, you're getting kind of religious on us now. I suppose we can't say naughty words around you anymore. Are we afraid of what God might ask us to do something that we don't know if we're ready to do? Jesus didn't come to pat us on the back. Johnny, you're a nice boy. You're the oldest of 7 kids. You got to be a priest. You're such a nice boy. No, he didn't come for that. He came for all of us to transform us. And that's a radical change. Now, how do I know that? Look at the first reading in your worship aid today from the Acts of the Apostles. What happened in the early church? I'm sure it wasn't perfect. The scriptures say they're all of one heart and one mind. They held everything in common. There was no one who was needy among them. They were radically different from everybody else. Are we? Or are we just like everybody else? Are we afraid that if we step out, we won't fit in? And it's interesting when we do marriage preparation, particularly for interfaith couples, and we start talking about, okay, what are you going to do about your faith life? How's that going to fit in? And sometimes one of the responses is, well, you know, we'll go to my church, the Catholic Church, 1 week, and then the other week we'll go to the other one. That doesn't work for us as Catholics. We need to go to the Eucharist every week. If you want to go with your spouse to another place, fine. But they're not equal. They're not the same. Oh, Father, we all believe in the same God. Yeah, but we are kind of 2,000 years ahead of a lot of people. Christ's presence and the sacraments should make us live lives that are different, that are radically different. And so we should look different by our attitudes, by the people we hang with, the people that we go after, the people that we're concerned about how we vote, how we talk. It should change everything. But we are upper room Christians a lot of times. We're afraid. And yet the miracles are in front of us. The miracles are in front of us. But we don't allow ourselves to be transformed. Now, God could transform us. Jesus could go, Elaine. But that takes away free will, doesn't it? So God wants that response to come out of us. Why? And why do we do that? Because we realize how merciful God is to us. As I often say to you and I say to myself, it's a good thing God doesn't give us what we deserve, right? We'd all be in trouble. It's about realizing God's great love and God's great mercy. And because of that, we are called to do the same. And that's going to look radically different. Let's not domesticate our faith. Let's not turn Christianity into a little pet that we've declawed and taken the teeth out of. It's meant to make a difference. It's meant to transform. So, in this Easter season, we're going to be examining that each week. What does it mean to live as an Easter people? Alleluia is not an easy life to live, because you don't always feel like it, do you? But it's not about a feeling, it's about faith. So as we continue to pray in this Easter season, we pray that God help us to be open to being transformed, not just being nice, not just being okay, not just being safe, but being transformed. That's why he died and rose. He expects no less of us.